with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting Sarah Palin's libel suit against the New York Times is back on. Correspondent Julie Walker has more on the story.
A federal appeals court gives Sarah Palin a new trial in her defamation suit against the New York Times. The decision coming Wednesday after the court found errors by a lower court judge, including his dismissal ruling, while jurors were deliberating. The federal appeals court also found other issues. The libel lawsuit by the former Alaska governor and one-time Republican VP candidate centers on the newspaper's 2017 editorial falsely linking her campaign rhetoric to a mass shooting, which Palin says damaged her reputation and career. Julie Walker, New York.
Home improvement chain Lowe's is scaling back its diversity, equity, and inclusion policies, correspondent Haya Panjwani reports.
It joined the ranks of several other companies that altered their programs since the U.S. Supreme Court outlawed affirmative action in college admissions or after facing a conservative backlash online. In an internal memo shared by Lowe's with the Associated Press, its executive leadership said the retailer began reviewing its programs following the court's July 2023 ruling. The company also recently decided to combine its resource groups, which were four individual groups representing diverse sections of their associate population, into one umbrella organization. I'm Haya Panjwani.
A jury in Nevada has found a Democratic former Las Vegas area politician guilty of murder in the killing of an investigative journalist who wrote articles critical of his conduct in elected office. The verdict was read Wednesday in Clark County District Court. A penalty phase now begins to decide if Robert Tellez faces life in prison. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 159 points, the Nasdaq dropped 198. This is SRN News. The atheists are at it again.
Officials at Wellborn Middle School in College Station, Texas, have forbidden an employee from using a Bible verse in his email under threat from the Freedom From Religion Foundation. That prominent atheist group took issue with the school's athletic coordinator for ending his emails with a reference to Romans 1:16. The foundation spends most of its time trying to scour any references to Christianity from the public square and threatens lawsuits if its wishes are not obeyed. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal appeals court has cleared the way for Florida to enforce a ban on so-called gender-affirming care for children. The decision blocks a lower court order against the ban while the matter is appealed. The law prohibits kids from being prescribed puberty blockers and hormonal treatments, even with their parents' permission. At least 26 states have adopted laws restricting or banning puberty blockers and sex change operations on minors. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Losses for several big technology companies pulled the market lower. The S&P 500 fell 0.6%, weighed down by drops in NVIDIA, Apple, Microsoft, and Amazon. The Dow fell 0.4%, the Dow coming off two consecutive all-time highs. The NASDAQ fell 1.1%. NVIDIA is set to report its latest results after the closing bell. Its revenue expected to have surged more than double the same period from a year ago. The Dow was down 159 points today to finish at 41,091. The NASDAQ composite losing 198 points to 17,556. The S&P 500 dropped 33 points to 5592. With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.